Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lil. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study Hebrews 13:16. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. We all have only a short time during the day to do what we want, and sometimes helping others prevent us from doing that. I, for one, hate for my schedule to get off just a little bit because I have so much I have to do, and to add on something for someone else used to be a bother. But as the Lord deals with us and all, some of us are easily to help someone and some of us are like, nope, I can't. See you next time. But the Bible tells us this about helping others. Hebrews 13:16. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. It tells us here, do not neglect to do good or to share what you have, in that can be time, that could be food. But some of us don't like to do this because we feel this is distracting to us. And to be honest, if it's very much is, but we have to understand, don't you think when Jesus was here and all these people came to him, don't you think it stopped him from what he wanted to do? Probably so. But he looked at every opportunity as a way to save someone, to help someone, to heal someone. And what I have learned, that every day isn't going to go exactly the way I plan. I have my whole day written down, what I'm going to do and how long, and when someone asks me, can I help? Can I do this? Can I do that? I must stop and help. I know some days we might grumble about helping someone, but every day is a blessing to grow and to be better. If we look at our days like this, it's easier to deal with. Now, the Bible isn't saying let people use us and abuse us, because people would do that. Some people overuse their help, but. We have to pray to God and say, God, help me to be wise steward with my time. Help me to say no to who I don't need to help, and yes to the ones that I can and need help. Acts 20:35 says this, and all things have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, is more blessed to give than to receive. It says this helps the weak. And remember, it's better to give than to receive. It's better to help others than to always look at what can someone do for me. And some of us is all about me. But what about helping someone? What about giving someone time to console them about something or evangelizing? Our life isn't our own. We never know how God is working it out for us to help someone, or how can we touch someone by our words. It's so many people that feels no one loves them and no one cares for them. And when we give them our time, it shows them someone cares for them. Romans 12:13 says this, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. We have to contribute what we have. And a lot of us don't have money, so we have time. And some of us have tons of money and we won't give that. But whatever you learn to whatever you do, learn to help someone through. Learn to ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? How can I help this person do this? Because I want to be better. It feels good to help someone through their rough spot in life. But every time we help someone, ask them, can I pray for you? Can I give you a memory verse to help me through this? And see that this will help you grow as a person, as you connect with them. Remember, our time on earth is very limited. We are a mist and a vape. That's what James says, that our life is just a mist. And when we look at it in this aspect, what will we leave behind? Will we leave behind people thinking that we grumble and complain when we help? Or will people look at us and say, that person helped me through? Remember, Jesus loves you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you right now to help us through our day. We ask you to give us opportunity to help others. Help us to be like you, Father God. Help us to be more like you. Father God, we ask you right now to help us with anything that we're struggling with, whether that's helping someone, whether that's unforgiveness, whether that's bitterness, wherever it is, Father God, we place that at your feet. Father God, we ask you right now to go with us on our jobs. Give us favor. Give us blessings, Father God. Help us to be kind. Help us to help out when we can, Father God. But Father God, also help us not to be a doormat to others. Help us to see when we're being used and when we need to step away. Father God, we praise you for everything. We thank you for the favor and the blessings that you have poured in our life. We thank you for the food on our table and the clothes on our back and the shoes on our feet. We thank you for the health that we have, Father God. Father God, we thank you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. And if you could, please share on your social media. Thank you. Be blessed.